BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4. The circumstances for this short psalm are not given, though some scholars link it to Psalms 42 and 43, which is actually one psalm split in two. Others point out that since a king's long life is asked in verse 6, it may refer to David's emotional and mental state when his son Absalom attempted to gain the throne through David's murder. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 21 through 29. Later, Jewish interpretations apply this psalm, especially considering verses 2 and 6, to the Messiah. And many in the church point out that this psalm is fulfilled in Jesus, David's great son. David, the author, states that with a faint heart, he is crying out to God from, quote, the ends of the earth. He may be at a cliff's edge on the heights of Mount Hermon, that is, Mount Mizar, as mentioned in Psalms 42, verse 6. Poetically, David envisions himself at the edge of Hades, the existence of the dead in the depths of the earth. Psalm 63, verse 9. His heart is so faint that it will stop beating. The heart of the Bible is the center of the human spirit, from which springs emotions, thoughts, motivations, courage, and action. The wellspring of life, according to 4, 7, and 23. David is at the end of his life track. David asked God to miraculously take him higher, to a high rock. God is most commonly referred to as the rock of refuge in the Psalms. Also in 2 Samuel 22, 3. And look at Psalm 18, 2, 31, 2, and Psalm 71, 3. For David, heaven is like the tent of meeting he put the Ark of the Covenant in, which was on the rock. David wants to be taken to God's lodging, where he can be forever. This would happen later, because David had faith in the Lord Jesus. When I am driven, even physically or metaphorically, to the ends of the earth, I need to turn to Jesus, who is my rock of salvation and hope of deliverance. One day I will be with him forever. Until that day, my hope is in the eternal divine presence to come. Oh, he mounted the cherub and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. Psalm 18:10.
BDBD is sponsored by Free Bible.